Aleishu, Chelek Beis, Tav Lamed Gimel, the final paragraph. Mitzad Echad Reish Hashana Yom, Zeh Hayom Techilas Ma'asecha Zikaroin Liyom Rishin. On the one hand, we describe Rosh Hashanah as the beginning, the very beginning, the beginning of Hashem's doings, a memorial of the first day, Yom Chidush Eilam, the day when the world is renewed, Chidush Adam, man is created, Chidush Malchus Yisbarach Bo'ilam, the renewal of Hashem's reign over the world. Meidach, on the other hand, Kirein L'Sechel Rosh Hashanah Mashu Me'ein Yemois Mashiach Ve'Golah Achoina. On the other hand, something of Yemois Mashiach and the final redemption projects into Rosh Hashanah, so the other extreme of the timeline. It's the beginning and the very end. Gersinen V'Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, the Gemara teaches, Lama Tekein U'Meri'in K'Shein Yeshvin V'Tekein U'Meri'in K'Shein Imdin. We have something called Tekioiz de Meyushav and Tekioiz de Meumad. Be'amein, of course, generally we stand for both. But Me'ikar Adin, for the first set of Tekioiz, one is permitted to sit, and the second Tekioiz, we stand. So why do we have two sets of Tekioiz, basically? Answer Kedele Arbeiv HaSatan, to confuse the Satan. Uvtoisvois, Kedeisa B'Yerushalmi. Rashi explains, Bila HaMoves LoNetzach, it's a Pasuk in Yeshayahu, I think, death will be abolished forever. And Yeshayah tells us on that day, the day of the final redemption, there will be a blast from a great shofar. When the Satan hears the sound of the shofar once, so bohil veloy bohil, it unsettles him to some extent. But when he hears a second sound of the shofar, Omar vaday zeu shipura diitoka b'shofar gadol. This must be that great shofar gadol that Yeshayahu spoke about, the end of time. Umata zimneli misbela, and it's my time now to be completely annihilated. Umisarbev, and the Satan gets confused. Veleisle penayle me'abad kitruga, and he has no time then to accuse the Jewish people. That's Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes. The author explains, shofar hu siman lehisgalus. Shofar is an instrument that indicates the revelation of Hashem. Zeu inyan ha-shofar b'mamad har Sinai. That's why the shofar sounding at Har Sinai. It's a sign of Hashem's revelation. Vezeu inyan teka b'shofar gadol l'chayruseinu b'yomais ha-mashiach. And that's why in the Amidah, when we say teka b'shofar gadol l'chayruseinu, we're referring to Hashem's revelation in the times of Mashiach. Vegam tekias shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. It then follows, we understand now, that blowing the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, yesh ba me'ein de me'ein shel hisgalus. It's something. It includes something of Hashem's revelation. Now, Rosh Hashanah einu zman liskias shofar gadol k'mo le'asid. On Rosh Hashanah, our blowing is not the time of the ultimate redemption as it will be, as the prophet tells us, az yitoka b'shofar gadol. Aval ezo bechina mize yeshna biskiasenu. There's an aspect of that when we blow the shofar. The Yerushalmi magdiris habechinasus bevirura. The Yerushalmi we just quoted defines this very, very clearly. Leosid lavo yisbotel hora legamrei. In the future, evil will be completely annihilated. Uvila hamoves lanetzach. Death will be abolished forever. Bereish Hashana ein hara misbotel. True, on Rosh Hashanah, evil is not negated. But Hashem's reign becomes more tangible to us. And through that, the Satan, as Chazal put it, is confused. What that means is, Hachaziz b'melchemes ha-Satan imanu mispoireris. The front in the Satan's war with us crumbles. The front crumbles. Uvchol milchama, in any war, whether it is physical or spiritual, if you manage to penetrate the enemy's front, if you manage to insert some chaos in the enemy's front, that's the beginning of his downfall. Throughout the rest of the year, the front held by the Yetzirah is very powerful, almost impenetrable. When you blow the shofar, that front weakens. וזהו זמן מסוגל שנוכל לכבוש שטחים בחיינו. This is an auspicious time, a good time in which we can conquer certain parts of our lives שבהם היה היצר שרת עד כה, where the Yetzer was in control until now. זהו כנראה העניין בוידוי בסקיוס דמיושב. That is probably the concept of וידוי that we do with תקיוס דמיושב. So that's the one point. It's a term that is auspicious and good for conquering certain areas in our lives that were thus far controlled by the Yetzirah. ויש להבין עוד בזה, further understanding. הרי אנו סבלים מיצרים וממידס רעויס שאנו מסקשים מאוד לנצל מהם. We suffer from drives and negative traits that we find it very difficult to extricate ourselves from. כשאנו מספללים בראש השנה על הגאולה האחרונה, מאום כדליבה, when we daven Rosh Hashanah for the final redemption from the depth of our heart, ותקעים בשפר בכמיהה חזקה להסגלוס מלכוס יצברך בעולם, and we blow the shofar with a strong yearning that Hashem's reign should be revealed in the world, ואנו מעלים על דעתנו כי בהסגלוס זה יסבטל יצרנו הרי לגמרי, and we contemplate the idea that when Hashem is ultimately revealed, our Yetzer will be totally negated. We won't have it. Az nibochim. This is a test. Im anu maskimim belev shalem shizbatel yitzreinu. Do we really accept, do we really want, with a full heart, a complete heart, that our Yetzer should be negated? Vesizbatel nata'a v'sen ha'rois, and that our negative desires should actually be eliminated? Rak shetizgalim al chusei bo'ilam. And all we want is that Hashem should be revealed. זהו ההוכחה שבאמת אנו רוצים להיוושע מהיצר. That would be proof that we truly want to be saved from the יצר הרע. וזה עצמו כבר מחזק אויסנו ללחם מלחמת היצר בימים הבאים. That in itself already strengthens us in waging the war against the יצר הרע in the coming days. הרי תקיעת שפה היא עצה גדולה מגדול העצה יסברך. So תקיעת שפה is a great strategy from Hashem גדול העצה. לנצח את יצר הרע, to defeat the יצר הרע, וזה עניין ערבוב היצר. That's what Chazal referred to as confusing the יצר. Finally, ראש השנה הראשון של החוזרים מגלוס בבל ירושלימה. תנ"ך describes for us the first Rosh Hashanah of those small number, approximately 42,000, who returned from Bavel under the leadership of Ezra and Nehemiah to Yerushalayim. Nehemiah Perek Ches. ויאספו כל העם כאיש אחד אל הרחוב אשר לפני שער המים. Everyone gathered as one person to the square in front of the gate of water. ויאמרו לעזרא הסופר להביא את ספר תורת משה אשר ציווה השם את ישראל. They asked for the Sefer Torah to be brought. ויביא עזרא הכהן את התורה לפני הקהל. He brought the Sefer Torah מאיש לעד אישה in front of everyone וכל מבין לשמוע ביום אחד לחודש השביעי, the first of תשרי. ויקראו בספר, בסירס האלוקים, מפירש בשום שכל ויבינו במקרא. It was translated so that everyone could understand. ויאמר נחמיה, הוא התרשתה, that was his official name in the court of Babel, ועזרא הכהן, הסופר, והלוויים המבינים מסעם לכולם. All of these people, the leaders of the nation, said to the people, היום קדישו לשם אלוקיכם. אל תסעבלו ואל תבכו. This is a holy day to Hashem. Don't mourn, don't cry. Why did they have to say this? Ki bochim kol ha'am keshamam es divat Torah. The people were crying when they heard the Torah being laid. Vayomer lehem, he said to them, lechu ichlu mashmanim ushesu mamtakim. Go and eat a delicious seuda. Veshilchu manoy, send portions le'ein achonot to those who don't have. Ki kadoi shem la'adoineinu, this day is holy. Ve'al te'atzevu, do not be sad. Ki chedvas Hashem hi ma'uzzechem. Joy in Hashem is your strength. The author explains, "Bachu kol ha'am al sheshechehu mitzvayis haTorah begalus Bavel." The people were crying because they'd forgotten the Torah in the galus. These are the common people. They forgot the Torah. Uskaftam hacharata al kol avoni yisem, and they were overcome with remorse for all of the terrible transgressions. Harei bechiyazus esat teshuva gedola. So this crying, this weeping was an enormous teshuva. ולמה אמרנו לנחמיה, אל תסאבלו ואל תבכו ואל תעצבו? So why did Nehemiah stop them? Why did he tell them, don't mourn, don't cry, don't be sad? מכאן מקור לחז"ל, we see here a source for חז"ל, מתקני התפילויס, when they established and formulated the תפילויס, שהפקיעו מתפילויס ראש השנה כל הוידויים. They removed from ראש השנה all וידויים, אף ששני ימים אלה הם הראשונים בעשרת ימי התשובה, even though Rosh Hashanah, the first 2 days of says the Amir Teshuvah. So this is a source in Nehemiah. Why? Because the answer is this: Hateshuvah shel Rosh Hashanah einah teshuvah al chateim peratim. Tshuva on Rosh Hashanah is not teshuva for individual transgressions, Ela kabbalas malchus shamayim besimcha amitis, but rather accepting Hashem as King with real joy. That's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah, not through viduyim for mistakes. To receive Hashem's kingship with joy. He said to them, those final words in the quotation above, Chedvas Hashem ima'uzchem, joy in Hashem, that's your strength. Hasimcha ha'amitis b'malchusei zborach, he tzuras Rosh Hashanah. Real joy in Hashem's reign, that's the form of Rosh Hashanah, that's the ideal of Rosh Hashanah. Lachen, acharei ha'tekiyos, therefore it follows that after the tekiyos we recite the following pesukim, Ashrei ha'am yodei teruah. Fortunate is this nation that knows the secret of blowing. Beshimcha yegilun kol hayom. They rejoice in your name throughout the day. Uv tzidkascha yarimu. They're elevated. Davka pesukim shel gil v'romimus. We cite pesukim of joy and elevation. Ki ein lecha romimus v'simcha gedola mikabolas malchus yizbarach. There's no greater elevation and joy than in accepting Hashem's reign. Be'emes, in truth, we could say hayalun lirkoid merov simcha. We should be dancing. We should be dancing. It's just not appropriate. There's too much awe of judgment over here. But certainly there's this solemn joy. It is appropriate for the days of Tshuva, the 10 days of Tshuva, that they begin with a general Teshuva consisting of Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim with real joy. Then, in the next 8 days, comes the individual Teshuva for mistakes, for which atonement will come on Yom Kippur. We thus conclude the Adim on Rosh Hashanah. Adkan.